There's a hidden psychological reason people aren't buying from you. You launched a brilliant product, crickets. No one is buying. Here's the thing. It's not that your product is broken, it's that you haven't positioned it correctly in the brains of your consumers. Most marketers focus on the features and benefits, and they completely ignore the subconscious fears and desires that actually drive decisions. I've analysed hundreds of failed funnels, and the issue is always the same. Customers don't feel safe, clear, or understood. In this episode, I'm breaking down psychological triggers, killing your conversions, and the framework to align your marketing with how the brain actually works. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. The brain hates risk more than it loves reward, which means us humans are wired for loss aversion. According to behavioral researchers, people feel the pain of loss about twice as strongly as the pleasure of gain. That means your customer is not thinking, this might work. They're thinking, what if it doesn't? What if it's a waste of money? What if it doesn't deliver? What if I look silly? What if I regret it? And if your marketing does not reduce perceived risk, people freeze, and frozen people do not buy. So ask yourself, have you removed fear, or are you just listing features? Because features don't calm anxiety. Proof does. Guarantees do. Clear outcomes do. Social validation does. If your marketing isn't addressing the fear in the room, your customer's brain will choose quietly safety, which actually means choosing nothing. Here's another psychological truth. Confusion kills conversions because the brain loves simplicity. In fact, research from Stanford shows that when faced with too many options, people are more likely to choose none at all. It's called choice paralysis. So if your homepage says we offer strategy, consulting, transformation, alignment, optimization, innovation, digital enablement, and scalable growth frameworks, whew, I promise you, no one knows what you actually do. Clarity beats cleverness. Your customers should land on your page and immediately think, right, that's for me. If they have to think too hard, they leave. The brain burns energy when it has to decode messaging, and it doesn't like burning energy, so it exits. So if your marketing isn't sticking, it might not be weak, it just might be confusing. This one is subtle. You're selling the outcome, but they're buying the identity. People don't buy products, they buy identity upgrades. They buy the version of themselves they want to become. The organized business owner, the healthier version of themselves, the confident speaker, the stylish professional, the successful CEO. If your marketing focuses purely on what the product does, you miss the psychological driver. You need to show them who they become. Domino's didn't sell pizza. They sold hot, reliable delivery you could count on. Nike doesn't sell shoes. They sell you are an athlete. So what identity does your offer unlock? If you don't communicate that clearly, people won't feel emotionally pulled towards it. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. And decisions are emotional first, logical second, always. Let's talk about the herd. Social proof is a survival mechanism. Humans, we're social creatures. We look to others to validate decisions. It's primal. It's evolutionary. If no one else appears to be buying from you, your audience assumes, maybe I shouldn't either. And according to Nelson research, over 88% of consumers trust recommendations from other people more than brand messaging. That's huge. So if your marketing is all about, we're amazing, check us out, we're the best, we've got years of experience, but there's no testimonials, no reviews, no case studies, no real stories, your customer's brain sees isolation. And isolation equals risk. Social proof reduces that risk instantly. It tells the brain, you're not the first, it's okay, it's safe. If you want people to buy, show them that others already have. You're talking about yourself way too much. So most businesses, they sound like this. We started in 2012. We're passionate. We believe in excellence. We care about quality. Your customer is thinking, that's nice, but what's in it for me? The human brain is wired for self-interest, not selfishness, survival. When someone lands on your website, they are subconsciously asking, does this solve my problem? Not, is this company impressive? Shift your messaging from here's how great we are to here's how your life gets better. I know this sounds simple, but I guarantee you it changes everything. Another reason why people aren't buying from you could be your brand feels inconsistent because trust is built through repetition. If your Instagram tone is playful, your website tone's corporate, and your email tone is robotic, your brand feels unstable. And the brain reads inconsistency as uncertainty. And uncertainty equals risk. People buy from brands that feel predictable in a good way. Consistent tone, consistent messaging, consistent visuals, consistent promise. And if you're trying everything and nothing is sticking, you may not have a conversion problem, you may have a coherence problem. Another psychological factor, timing. Are you asking for too much, too soon? So if someone just discovered you and your first request is book a strategy call, that's like proposing marriage on the first coffee. So what do we need to do? Slow down. Relationships need stages, awareness, interest, trust, and then action. And if your marketing skips the trust phase, people hesitate. Remember, we have to nurture first, convert second. Now, are you ready for the final real brutal truth? Because here it is. People aren't buying because they don't feel safe. They don't fully understand. They don't see themselves in the outcome. They don't see proof. Or they don't simply don't trust you yet. And none of those are fixed by spending more on ads. They're fixed by understanding psychology. Because marketing isn't about the volume. It's about alignment with how the human brain actually works. So let's turn this into action and fix it. First, audit your marketing and ask, does this reduce risk? Is this painfully clear? Does this show the identity transformation? Is there strong enough social proof to reinforce it? Is the tone we're using consistent everywhere? Am I asking for commitment too early? If you fix those six things, your conversions will move because you're not fighting the brain anymore. You're working with it. And if people aren't buying, it's not because they hate you. It's because their brain isn't convinced yet. And once you understand that, marketing becomes less about shouting and more about reassuring, less about pushing and more about guiding. Because when you align with psychology, people don't feel sold to, they feel understood. And understood people buy. If this episode made you rethink your messaging, your funnel, or your positioning, connect with me, Marissa Candy at The Marketing Factory. Because sometimes your marketing isn't broken, the psychology needs tightening, and that's a much easier fix. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.